Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
8 openings now in the NFL as David Culley from Houston is the latest to be dismissed. And let's talk all about it with our good friend Andrew Siciliano from the NFL Network, who I don't know what he's going to do this weekend, Pop. No red zone. Let's ask him. He joins us courtesy of the UMA guest line. What's happening?
How are you, boys? Happy Super Wild Card Weekend Eve.
Oh, man.
Eve.
Yeah, we're excited.
Well, I guess if you consider Friday the weekend, then I guess this would be weekend Eve. I also don't think we need the Super anymore. I thought that was like a marketing thing just for last year, for the first year of the playoff expansion. It's wild card weekend, right? I don't get the Super.
But it is a hell of a weekend. But so what are you going to do this weekend? Whenever I get a free weekend off from broadcasting football, I turn right to Siciliano. You don't have a red zone to present to me. So how are you going to consume wild card weekend, which we hope is Super?
By consuming beer on my couch.
Good.
It's going to be fantastic.
Good.
I'm going to sit on my couch, and I'm going to put my feet up, and I'm going to go to the bathroom whenever I want to.
Oh, how great is that?
This weekend is great every year because I used to, full disclosure, like going a ski trip with buddies. Like we'd go to Tahoe, we'd go to Aspen, we'd pick something, and then you know, by kickoff of that first game on Saturday, I'd be sitting in the bar watching games. It was a fun weekend, and then I stopped doing that, and I just sit on the couch. And I'll be honest with you, it is exhausting. Like I have this crazy respect. And by the way, guys, I'm going through a tunnel. Hold on.
Oh no! He lost.
That was,
going through a tunnel.
Okay.
Go fast! Go fast! Cops can't. Cops can't get you in the hundred.
Okay. Okay.
Go 100.
Okay.
Hurry
that
up.
Is for those who know LA. That was the 105 West. That was the 105 West going under the 405, getting under the 405 South. Okay, so we are now.
I was just there.
Under that. Anyway, as I said, I have crazy respect for the fan, the average fan, any fan on your average Sunday who gets up bright and early in the morning. And let's say they're on the couch for that 10 o'clock a.m. Pacific game, and then let's say the Niners are playing at 1, and then they're on the couch for the Niners or the Raiders at 1, right? And then they're going to sit on the couch for the NBC game at 5. That is bleeping exhausting. And, like, to sit there for 9 hours every week, wild card weekend, I am reminded how much I love our fans, because to do that for 18 weeks, and I know we have exhausting jobs as well, but we're not digging ditches, and we love our work.
That's
the
right.
Fan every single Sunday for 9 hours on the couch. I don't know how they do it, and my love for them my love for you is unspeakable.
That is a beautiful rant right there, because you hit it right on the head, and obviously the TV numbers for the NFL came out, and of course they're bigger than ever. But you just brought up a great point, and I don't know how many divorces or problems it causes, but 2 on Saturday, 3 on Sunday, and then the Monday nighter where you are there in LA at SoFi. I mean, what percentage of fans, just like you said, just regular old people who aren't working this stuff, can just sit there and tell their significant other, look, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, I'm out. Sorry, can't help you.
I mean what I said. Like, every soup, like, I get up off the couch. And, you know, it's just that, like, I haven't been moving, and I've been eating and snacking. And then you get up and you realize, oh, my God, I feel disgusting. Like, my legs hurt from the inactivity and from having them up on the coffee table. And I've eaten crap all day.
Right.
And I haven't worked out. And it's like, what have I done? Like, and for fans, and we love them to do that every week, my respect is never ending.
That is beautiful.
Yeah, it is beautiful.
All right, let's just say, and I think they're all good matchups. The Raiders, Cincinnati, I love that matchup. New England, Buffalo, 0-degree weather. I'm watching a replay of Philly and Tampa Bay on NFL Network right now, and that was a 7-7 game. It was in Philly. It'll be in Tampa. Steelers, Chiefs, you know, Cardinals, Rams on Monday night. And then our game, obviously, 49ers, Cowboys. If you only had to consume with your consumption of beer one of these six games, Andrew Siciliano, which one are you most looking forward to watching?
Oh, that is tough. I mean, I'm supposed to say Rams, and I will be there, and I'm thrilled to be there. I would say I'm going to narrow it to two choices. Not just pandering to you guys. It would be the Niners-Cowboys, and it would also be Patriots-Bills, just for the chess match and how different those two games were between those two teams. And Belichick and Josh Allen again. I mean, who signed me up for that one? It could be 1 degree and snowing. That's not hyperbole. But I think the matchup of Bully Ball and the Kyle against Dan Quinn matchup and the historic rivalry, I'd say it's probably that one. I mean, that one just fascinates me. Like, the Cowboys' run defense the second half of the season isn't that good. You know what the Niners are going to do. And I really do think, I'm sure you guys have talked about it, but the chess match between Dan Quinn and Kyle Shanahan is fascinating.
Yeah, there's no doubt because, like you said, for those who don't know, Dan Quinn was the defensive coordinator of the Falcons. There was Kyle there as the offensive coordinator, so they know each other well. And, of course, Dan Quinn ran the Seahawks, so they got that style of defense as well. Where you are, there's obviously everybody's talking about this all week long, the takeover of SoFi Stadium, and Greg and I were there and how loud it was. Love the stadium, but that hasn't been the norm all season long, right? Was that just 49ers fans kind of taking that thing over?
No. 49ers fans take a bow. That was not the norm all year long. It was the norm for some Charger games, certainly, especially the Raider game. And the Raiders fans in the preseason, I called that one. Raiders fans in the preseason were loud, but that's the preseason. You know, I mean, who cares? The Rams fans had a legit advantage for most of the games this year. And it's not just Kelly Stafford sounding off on it. I mean, Sean himself said it Monday. That caught them a bit off guard. So 49ers fans, take a bow. I had Juszczyk on the show last week, and he said he looked forward to having him there and loud and, you know, hope to have maybe three games there at SoFi. You know, they still have a chance for two, not three. But that was pretty cool.
So how do you see
pretty cool if you're a Niner fan, that is.
Oh, without question. It was incredible. It was incredible. How do you see the game between the other two teams that made the playoffs in the NFC West? The Rams did win the NFC West this year. Arizona is such a good road team, not a good home team, but this game will be at SoFi, where they went in early in the year and really out-physicaled them. How do you see this game on Monday night?
I don't know if they're going to out-physical them again, but if they could run the ball effectively again, especially how they did in the second half in that game here at SoFi, then I think Arizona has a good shot of winning. I hate to go low-hanging fruit here. But this one really is, it comes down to which quarterback plays better. And that's such lazy analysis here. But if Stafford is the 41 touchdown guy and not the 17 interception guy, then I think the Rams are okay. Every Cardinal running back not named Eno Benjamin missed practice. So, that's something to keep an eye on. If James Conner, is not good to go. I don't know that TJ Watt's going to play, or JJ Watt, rather. I mean, and if he is, I don't know how effective he truly is going to be. We know DeAndre Hopkins is already out. The Rams hope to get a little more from Cam Akers this week. It was a miracle that he came back last week. Obviously, he didn't do much. They need to run the ball. Run it, run it, run it. They need those 10, 11 play drives, Papa, that you guys saw firsthand in the first half against the Niners to keep it away from Kyler.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks. Or you can check out the all-electric BZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.
Andrew Siciliano's joining us. Obviously, we're talking NFL playoffs. Just to widen out the lens a little bit, do you have a favorite? You know, let's start in the NFC just because that's where we are. You know, Brady's obviously taking on Philly. Green Bay's got the advantage of not playing. We just talked about San Francisco, Dallas. Do you have a favorite in the NFC?
It's lazy again, but I'm going to go with Green Bay. I just think that being at home and having only those two games, I do think they have a decided advantage. I also really do think that Philly's going to give Brady a run for his money. Now, if Levante David is back and Leonard Fournette is playoff Lenny again, then maybe not. It's you're talking about a difference between the previous matchups. Like, I was at that TNF game week six in Philadelphia for the Bucs and the Eagles. I mean, we were laughing at the Eagles at just how – I mean, it was a high school RPO offense with no imagination, and the Bucs knew what was coming every damn time. Now, I think the Bucs took their foot off the gas. Philly made it close late. There was that kind of BS taunting call at the end that kept – you know, that were San Francisco – not San Francisco, I'm sorry. Then the Bucs didn't have to get the ball up. I think if it is a quagmire with the weather – then Philly keeps it close. And I do think it's either Dallas or Tampa having to go to Green Bay again. But Green Bay is definitely my favorite. In the AFC, I'd actually give Kansas City the edge over Tennessee.
All right, so three teams from the NFC West, the winningest division in the NFL, have made the playoffs, Rams, Cardinals, and 49ers. The team that won the NFC West last year, Seattle not in. But they went 3-3 in the division, 7-10 overall, and they're Seattle. I was watching NFL Now this morning, and you guys were talking about John Schneider and Pete Carroll both meeting with ownership in Seattle. They both have long contract extensions. I think the head coach goes to 2025, and Schneider goes to 2027. You got the whole Russell Wilson drama from last year. Do you see that trio coming back next year? John Schneider, Pete Carroll, and Russell Wilson, or somebody out the door?
The great unknown here is Jody Allen. We don't have a track record. We have really nothing on the record whatsoever about how she thinks about sports, about this team, about the franchise, about any of the people that we just mentioned. And the same really goes for the Portland Trailblazers as well, because the Paul Allen Trust controls that NBA team as well. So I got no idea. I mean, if you go back a couple of weeks ago, I think we all would have said, man, I don't know if we could see Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson coexisting again next year. Okay, but how are they all going to play their hands? You're right, Pete's under contract until 2025. I don't know exactly what he makes, but that's not a cheap deal to buy out right now. You would have to think, like, what's the better option? Like, for all the, like, Carson Wentz today, like, Chris Ballard did not give him a ringing endorsement. But what's the better option? So if someone calls and pays you a bounty for Russell Wilson, would you have to listen? Sure. But what's it going to be, and who's it going to be, and who do you replace him with? And if you're the owner, and if you are faced with a choice, now I don't know that she's going to have make this choice, but if you're faced with a choice, who do you keep, Pete or Russell? What do you do, guys?
Well, that's a great question.
Well, I could trade Russell and get back and rebuild it. I got the coach under contract through 2025, so I got to eat that money. So if you put Russell Wilson on the market, Andrew, could you get a Matthew Stafford return?
I think so. I mean, now the difference is the contract. The Rams had to overpay. The reason the Rams had to overpay with the draft picks going the other way back to Detroit is because, well, two reasons. Number one, you had to pay him to take the contract. But number two, the Rams felt they needed to be competitive because there were other suitors. Carolina wanted Stafford. Washington wanted Stafford before they made their quarterback.
The 49ers wanted Stafford.
Darnold. The 49ers wanted Stafford. So the Rams had to throw in those extra picks. Everyone's like, oh, the Rams admitted their mistake by throwing in the picks. Well, no, the Rams had to convince the Lions to do the deal for Goff because other teams are offering a lot. So, you know, could you get the same return? I think so, but the Seahawks aren't going to have to give up the picks going back the other way, you know, like the Rams did. But, I mean, the other thing is Pete's 70 years old. I love him. I'm not saying he can't coach anymore. Quite the opposite. But if you have to make the decision as a franchise, you go with the 32-year-old quarterback or the 70-year-old coach. I don't know that they have to make that decision, though. Maybe everyone loves each other. But is Russell going to pull the same nonsense and say he wants out and then say he doesn't want out? I don't know.
All right, one last question for you, and it's a hard-hitting one, and it's something we were just debating on the show. The Cowboys, why are they termed America's team? And we did a little bit of research. John Vicenda called them in NFL Films America's team, the star on the helmet, the cheerleaders, Landry, Staubach, the All-American quarterback. Why are the Cowboys and not like the Packers who are actually owned by the people? Why are the Cowboys America's team?
It's a brilliant marketing slogan that has stuck and that works. And I look, the number of hits, even clicks on NFL.com, and I haven't seen these numbers in years, so maybe they've changed drastically of late, but for the Cowboys and for the Steelers, because if you go back, you know, go back to the TV from the 70s when those teams were riding high and those were the only national games before Sunday Ticket, everyone was a Cowboy or a Steelers fan. Like, we could put up on NFL.com that the Steelers or the Cowboys are swapping out long snappers. It would get the most clicks on the site that day. I'm not kidding. Like, if the Cowboys brought in another kicker to put on the practice squad this week because Greg Zuerlein has missed a kick in 15 of the 32 games he has played as a Cowboy, it would be the number one story on NFL.com. So people like my dad can complain, and every time I call him when we lead with the Cowboys and he wants to complain to me about it, saying, fine, it moves the needle, Dad. Don't complain to me.
That's a great explanation. That's a great explanation. That's why we asked you. Hey, enjoy sitting on your butt and using your own bathroom and the beers and everything you're going to do. That sounds amazing to me. But just know that we will miss you this weekend. We will miss you.
You know what? The feeling is mutual. Maybe I will do a Twitch live stream of me drinking beer.
That would be amazing. That would be amazing. Awesome.
I have no idea how to do that, but maybe somebody could tell me.
All right. Somebody hit you up.
Streaming live. Streaming in your body, streaming out of your body.
Amazing.
That's what I want.
Hey,
that's
now.
What I want to, that's what I want to see. That's
that would be
see.
Amazing. Awesome, man. Hey, enjoy it all. It's always our pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, my friend.
All right.
Come grab the keys. Let's go right now with a new Toyota from Modesto Toyota. Now is the time to grab the keys to that new Toyota you want. You can count on Modesto Toyota for great savings. Come in, check out all the great models and deals, or go to ModestoToyota.com and see all the incoming vehicles like I did, then just pick out the one you want. You can get great prices and special lease deals and save big time on gas with the many hybrid cars, SUVs, and trucks, or you can check out the all-electric bZ4X at a low price or an incredible lease deal. Yes, it's time. So let's grab the keys to your new Toyota. And you know, since 1965, Modesto Toyota's had thousands of happy customers like me because of the great service and great prices. So now's the time to grab the keys to your new Toyota and win big time. There's no dealer markup, and the time has never been better. It's where I get my Toyotas. Come find out for yourself at Modesto Toyota and ModestoToyota.com.